Well, each week we catch up with Richie Gibson, richiegibson.com. Check him out. Always some words of wisdom for us. And then Alan Rodway will jump in, your coach online. If you're in the business world, he'll certainly guide you in the right direction. But Richie, very nice to have you back on Sunday Sports Central.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Brett. Thanks for having me.
The topic we're going to go with today is we have got this all wrong. Now, can you point me in the right direction here? I thought I was going okay.
Sure. During my time in the Army, yep. I witnessed firsthand young soldiers constantly on edge with a fight-or-flight attitude. This happens in military operations from Vietnam to modern-day war zones such as Afghanistan and Iraq, where it's difficult to make a distinction between those who you're fighting against and those who are civilians. In many cases, civilians and the enemy are deliberately amalgamated to cause confusion and uncertainty to soldiers. Since discharging from the Army, I have noticed that countless people live their lives in a state of stress and as a result, rarely experience relaxation. It is as if we're always preparing to stand and fight or run like hell and there's no real imminent threat. We worry that something bad may happen and this keeps us in a state of unease and basically anxiety. The human body, Brett, is remarkable when its systems are in harmony and working together. If one system of the body is not performing or doing its job, it can affect the rest of the body. And each night, when we go to sleep, your body repairs itself and endeavours to bring itself back into harmony. If your sleep is affected due to stress, worried, or a continued fight or flight state of hyperarousal, you're placing more stress and pressure on a body that's already battling with daytime tension. Your body's innate self-repair routine won't work efficiently if you remain stressed. Therefore, instead of waking up fresh and renewed, stressed people normally become run down and sick with the cycle perpetuating.
I reckon some of the most interesting words, stress. When people say to me they're stressed, I mean, we all have a little bit of anxiety or under pressure. We've got some deadlines to meet, but I come across a lot of people who always say, I'm stressed. And I suppose we all handle that a little bit differently. But as we grow a bit older, Richie, the requirement for a more undisturbed, settled sleep, I mean, it's pretty essential, isn't it? I mean, you're speaking to a guy here who doesn't sleep a hell of a lot, and I seem to function okay, but, geez, I wouldn't mind probably getting a decent 8 hours sleep a night.
You're spot on, Brett. As we get older, the importance of sleep becomes paramount. And recent research by the American Medical Association suggests that stress is recognised as the primary cause for more than 60% of all illnesses and disease. You see, we are in this fight or flight or stressful situation, and what happens is the body releases cortisol. On the left hemisphere of the brain, we have a thing called a hypothalamus. The hypothalamus excretes cortisol. Now, cortisol is released whenever stress is within the body. Now, don't forget, when you're in a fight or flight situation, the objective is to stand there and fight or run like hell. So cortisol is released into the body, and it's designed to come into the body and then move out of the bloodstream very, very quickly. But what happens is, in our work environments, we're constantly stressed. And so whenever cortisol is present, what happens is other things in the body shut down in order for cortisol to do its job. So at that present moment, when you're in that fight or flight or stress situation, you don't need your nails to grow. You don't need the hair on your arms or the hair on your head to grow for that short period of time. The problem is our immune system shuts down as well.
Yep.
And what happens is when we're in a constant state of stress, we can't understand why we've always got a bug, we've always got a flu, or we're always sick and we're always run down. That's because our body is like a tap and it's constantly dripping cortisol into our bloodstream, and we never ever have a chance for our immune system to actually catch up. And what happens is we start to break down.
We have Richie Gibson with us, always a part of Sunday Sports Central, in and around the topic of stress today, and we'll talk about the main things that causes stress. But Richie, you've got a couple of callers, Anne in Oak Park. Welcome to you, Anne.
Oh, thank you very much, dear. Yes, I believe that one of the main causes of stress is when we take on other people's worries or problems and try to help them and we forget ourselves, and as a consequence of that, we finish up well and truly stressed out. And the only solution is to calm down, take stock of the situation, and put yourself and your own goals and aims in life first, and then tend to other people as a secondary factor.
What do you reckon, Richie?
Yeah, I agree, Anne. And from someone that used to suffer from high levels of anxiety, I have three tips for all our listeners. But I agree with exactly what you're saying. The first one is control the controllables. If something is outside of your control, just let it go. Number two is every single day someone will ask you to catch a ball. A ball is a favour, a problem. Can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? I just need you to, whatever it is, you have to remember that you don't always have to catch the ball. And one of my favourites is the famous book, the small book that was written. And the name of the book was Rule Number One, yep. Don't sweat the small stuff. Rule Number Two, it's all small stuff. So I always ask myself, in 12 months from now, will this really matter? And if the answer is no, you just got to move on and let it go and not let things like that stress you.
Thank you, Ian. Jeff's in Brisbane has called us. G'day, Jeff.
Oh, g'day. My story's a bit more personal. I had a run of bad luck. My father passed away from prostate cancer on Father's Day. My brother died of brain cancer on my birthday. In between, my marriage, we separated. And the anxiety and stress that went with it, I found it very hard to deal with. Because at the same time, around Christmas last year, I had to find accommodation and everything like that. And I think you've got to get help, right? I sort of take it one step at a time.
Yep.
And just make sure that I do a couple of things in the community now again. Because I also left my job.
Yep.
Because I couldn't get out of bed in the morning. And
Tough, Jeff, when things certainly mount up, Richie. I mean, that compounds stress when you've got a few things, certainly at the same time to deal with.
Exactly, Brett. I was going to ask you, Jeff, if you had a social support network, because if you've got a social support network where you can lean on a few people, whether it's friends or family or people that you're close to, things can quickly compound unless you've got someone there in your corner.
Yeah, I was a teacher, but my best mate, he teaches out in the country, so he's very, very supportive, and we're mainly on the phone. My mother's still alive, and of course, the thing that held me together all together was my 15-year-old daughter. Because things do go through your head, but I would never do that to her.
Yeah.
Good on you, Jeff, and well done to you for reaching out and identifying that, sometimes we can't do things alone. It's not until we actually reach out and we say, you know what, I need a hand.
Yep.
And we have this perception and this fear that people are going to judge us and we're going to feel vulnerable by doing that, but as soon as we do it and we say, you know what, I can't handle this, or I need a hand, or I need some help, you'd be surprised how many people are in your corner helping you get to where you want to be.
Good on you. Jeff, hang in there. And as Richie said, it's sort of putting one foot in front of the other and dealing with that as best you possibly can. Just before we let you go, Richie, how do we fix and not stress as much?
Well, I wrote there's a whole chapter in my book, Be You, Be Great, that discusses this in more detail and gives a few tips on anxiety as well. But 60 Minutes did a segment back in 2013 about a Greek island in Ikaria. And I think these guys have got it right, and they've got the right idea. They live longer than anyone else on the planet, also have lower cases of cancer and heart disease and almost no dementia. So many of these people live to over 100, which is on average 10 years longer than the average person and the rest of us.
Yep.
And they put it down to, listen to this, red wine, fresh nuts, herbs, no processed foods. Mm. And this is the big one, Brett. This is the kicker. And if we take anything away from today's segment, I want our listeners to take this away.
Yep.
Everyone, young and old, has a role. No one is too young and no one is too old. There is no lines of separation between generations. Therefore, no one feels useless or alone. They all have, as we spoke about last week, they all have a higher purpose and no one gets left out. It doesn't matter if you're a young kid and they're all out dancing at 10 o'clock at night, there are no rules and no one is left out of the group. Whether you're 100 years old or whether you're young, everyone is felt accepted. And if we go to a barbecue or if we go to a social gathering these days, we find that there's separate entities. There's an older group. Normally the fellas are over in one side, the women are over in one side, and we have separate groups. But what they put their longevity down to is having no lines of separation between generations, which I think is a big thing, which creates a sense of purpose.
No doubt. RichieGibson.com is where you can log on to. Some good words of wisdom and dealing with stress today. Thanks, Richie.
Thanks for having me, Brett.